This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 420. Why are you getting a 5.5 on IELTS listening?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn from one student's experience the strategies that truly do not increase your listening score, and then learn what works before your next exam. Hey, Jessica, what's shaking with you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I know I just said this on the All Ears English podcast, but I'm going to repeat it because it's awesome. Students, Okay. You guys need to see Wonder Woman. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
The recommendation of the day. I think I'm gonna have to go see this now too, because you're talking about it with such enthusiasm.
It's so incredible. Just strong, powerful ladies. Yes, we are so strong good. And powerful. I want all of Absolutely. You guys to know that.
You got it. And when it comes to IELTS, I mean, what are we talking about today? What are we gonna zoom in on today?
So we had an interesting email from a listener about listening skills. So guys, we're going to read the email, but I want you guys to listen to this, because the point is that the strategy he's using, it does not work. His listening skills are not improving. And I know some of you guys, maybe a lot of you guys, are tackling the listening with the same strategy. And I bet your skills are also not improving. So I think maybe one or two of our recommendations today might feel uncomfortable, right? Maybe it's not exactly what you want to do because it's not what you learned. But if what you're doing doesn't work, you have to try another way. Okay. Mm. So let's see what he says.
Okay.
I want to tell you why I am not making above 5.5 in IELTS listening. I took the test more than 3 times. My current listening strategy is when the recording starts, I go and look for questions 1 to 10 in the first 30-second pause. Next, I pay more attention to questions 5 to 10 in the second pause of 30 seconds. When I get to the last 30 seconds to check my answers, I go to and look for the next section, the score. Or is not improving. Okay. What do you think? What are your thoughts here, Lindsay?
Well, that seems kind of stressful to me. And I mean, I think what it comes back to is the fact that your score is not improving, and you've kind of developed your own strategy. It's not working. Yeah. So now it's time to unlearn this strategy and learn one that actually works.
So this is the toughest part, guys. I think our listening strategies are simple and logical, and they work, right? We get this feedback all the time from our 3 key students. Like, this seems like it should be common sense. But this is what has helped me change my listening score. Like these really simple skills and strategies. And I think he's really just trying to game the system in a couple ways. We've talked about that before, right? Like, you can't game the system on IELTS.
Right.
It's tough, guys. You need to just do what they say. That's my first piece of advice. Just listen to what the nice British person, as I say in our course, the nice British person on the CD or the audio, just listen to them and do what they say. It's a well-designed test. Don't try and cheat it. Don't try and come up with your own ways. Like, they know what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
So like in this first thing, this is, he says he looks at all the questions, like all 10 questions in that first pause. That's not what they're going to say, right? Maybe they'll say, look at questions 1 to 5 or whatever. And then in the next pause, now it's time to look at questions 5 to 10. So if he is trying to look at too many questions in one pause, he's definitely not underlining keywords, and he's definitely not predicting answers. So that's a waste of time.
Right. I mean, that would be my next question. Like, what's he doing in that time that he is looking at those questions? Like, how is he interacting with the material? Right. Is he just
That's
reading
the key.
them? Yeah.
Right. So that's the key. Like, this is the key to our listening and reading strategies, is becoming an active test taker, right? Mm. Our strategies, this is how you interact, like Lindsay said, with the material. So you're not passively waiting for answers to come. That is the biggest danger on the listening test. Just waiting for the answer to come to you as they talk. Ooh, yeah. Like, we can't do that. You have to actively think about the answer, actively like track the keywords, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Love that. Yeah. There's nothing worse than being passive and kind of being, you know, just taking in words and not quite getting them. And then that gets right. us stressed out into a downward spiral.
Exactly. Because that's, you know, I'm sure this is happening to him at least a couple times on his practice test and the real exam. It sounds like he probably misses a word or misses the answer and then completely loses it. Right. Just that moment of panic where there is no clear strategy to rely on. And so he misses the whole rest of the section.
Yeah. Oof. Gosh, sounds like a bad way to a not so great score. I mean, it's the way to get a 5.5.
Right. Right. Yeah. There you go. Like, really, if you're like, these are the strategies for a 5.5. I like that. Yeah. Like, this is exactly what if you want a 5.5, do this. But you guys obviously don't. So, just one more thing here. Just one more last note to help this listener improve his listening score. So guys, that last pause, when you have time to check your answers, check your answers. Mm-hmm. Students are always surprised when I make them do this, right? Because so many of you guys, you're like, oh, this extra time to look at the questions in the next section. Mm-hmm. Guys, calm down. You're going to have time. You do need to check your answers. Okay. Mm. Like, this is where we, what if you missed one? This is where the memory is still fresh and you can make an educated guess, right? Maybe get another answer that you're not going to be able to guess at the end of, like, when you're transferring your answer. So again, just do what the nice British person says.
Yeah. Cause that's, again, the other mistake that this student is making, right? He said, when I get the last 30 seconds to check my answers, I go to and look for the next section.
Yep.
So yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. So don't keep repeating the strategies that are not getting you your scores, you guys. And again, like, it is these simple things, like just this one piece of the strategy, but the underlining keywords before you listen, this is what helps you focus. This is what helps you not lose track, because you're active, because every time you hear something that you underline, you point to it, right? Like, we're taking physical action here. We're responding physically while we're listening to help us keep track and not panic. So guys, listening strategy, you can't just jump into the listening practice tests and make up your own way, right?
Right.
Hello, lovely listeners. If you are ready to raise your listening score, just like Kenji from Brazil, who went from a 7 to an 8.5 on his IELTS exam, get into 3 Keys IELTS and learn our success system. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Right, exactly. And so that's why, you know, find a strategy. If it's our strategy, I mean, we recommend our strategies in the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, because not only are we going to teach you those strategies, but you're also going to get practice exercises. That's the other part, because this student has been practicing the wrong way. He's been practicing the 5.5 listening skills for maybe a year or two. And now it's time to unlearn those, learn new ones, and then take that critical step of the practice exercises, right, before you move on to the practice tests.
Exactly. Yeah. The unlearning is, the unlearning is hard, guys. You need to give yourself space for that. Relearning a system, right? Like our system, for example, right? Mm-hmm. This is going to be new to you. And we understand that. And we understand that a lot of our students are coming to us because they've already taken the exam and they did not get the scores they needed, right? So they realize they need a new system, a new path. And that's why they choose us. So we realize the situation you're coming to us in. So we're not going to throw you quizzes and throw you like crazy, like hard activities right away. No, we understand how you guys learn and gain confidence. And this is the big thing as well. He has no confidence in his listening at this point. And if he keeps doing practice tests and he keeps getting 5.5s, that he's, his score is just going to go down even more. Like it might be a five next time because it's like the mental aspect, the anxiety aspect, right? As well as the testing skills. So both of those things are just going to deteriorate the longer he's practicing these bad habits.
Exactly. It reminds me of that expression. It's like some expression like when you're digging a hole, don't just keep digging or something like that. Do you know that expression? I don't know what it is, but when, like stop digging, right? When you're digging yourself into a hole, stop digging.
I think you made that up. There is an idiom like digging yourself into a hole. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the one. When you're digging yourself into a hole, stop digging. That's it. Right? That's what this person's doing. Oh, so we want to stop that.
It's like the opposite. Here's another idiom, guys. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right? Yeah. So that is the exact opposite meaning of digging yourself into a hole.
Yeah. So we can look at it on both sides. Yeah. No, good. So if you're doing the same thing going in that direction, then jump into our course and start fresh, right? Start with the right strategies. Get on the right path to your life vision, right? That's what we're all here for, is your future. What do you want to do with your life? Okay. So allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That's the place to go.
Exactly. And you will hear, specific to listening, how these strategies had helped one of our amazing three key students who, as I said last week, he will be on in a couple weeks, guys. We just had to schedule in a week from now because both of us are busy, but he got a 9 in listening and a 9 in speaking. So guys, definitely stay tuned for that episode because I'm sure he will share with you a couple more personal tips on how he did so amazingly on his listening exam. So there will be more advice to come. But the fact is, we know those strategies work, right? He did our course. He got the 9 in listening. So if this is also your problem, you can't rise above a 5.5. You can't rise above a 6. Guys, our strategies work. They're there. They're waiting for you.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about. I'm looking forward to hearing that episode from that 9 students. That is awesome.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to talk to him.
So cool. Okay, well, we'll be waiting for that, and we'll see you on the show later in the week, too. Talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.